Welcome back to 613 Ramban. We're up to the third Aliyah in Parshas Vayechi. In this Aliyah, we find Yaakov blessing Ephraim and Menashe, quite famously switching his hands. He puts his right hand, seen as the more important hand, on the head of the younger son, on the head of Ephraim, and he puts his left hand, the less important hand, on the head of Menashe. The Torah tells us that this is bad in the eyes of Yosef. Why is it bad in the eyes of Yosef? Says the Ramban, two possible reasons. One, could be that he liked Menashe better and therefore was upset. Alternatively, he says something very interesting, and he says this is the approach that he believes is the right approach. He says that the reason that this was bad in the eyes of Yosef was because if Yaakov is going to give the blessings and he is confused about who is who, and therefore he's giving the blessings somewhat with a little bit of a mistake involved in giving the blessings, not really understanding who's in front of him, there's something wrong, something broken in the blessing, even though it's coming with Ruach HaKodesh. And it's a fascinating idea that on the one hand, this is coming from Hashem, it's a bracha from Hashem, and at the same time, if there is some misunderstanding on the part of the medium, on the part of the individual who is passing on this bracha, then there's something broken in the bracha, and therefore the bracha is incomplete. It's not capable of being fully realized. And this is not the first time the Ramban says this idea. The Ramban asks a question a few parshios earlier. Why is it that Rivka never told Yitzchak the truth about the fact that Yaakov is the ideal son and Esav is not? And he suggests the reason is because had she done so, and maybe Yaakov would have received the blessings from Yitzchak, but it would have been done begrudgingly, and therefore something would be missing in the bracha, even though it's being given with Ruach HaKodesh, even though it's a gift from Hashem. At the end of the day, the medium has to be in a perfect state as well. And so it's that same idea over here, where he understands that even though the blessing that's being passed on is something totally supernatural, it's coming with a divine direction, but if there's something lacking, whether a misunderstanding or a lack of enthusiasm on the part of the one giving it over, then the blessing is not able to be done and not able to be received properly, and therefore, again, it is bad in the eyes of Yosef because he thinks there's something going to be deficient in the blessing. Okay, we'll pick up tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.